Cape Talk.
WhatsApp Pippa now on 072 567 1567.
Right, so as I've mentioned, we're all playing hooky today, and we are bringing you the show live from absolutely idyllic surroundings in the Walker Bay area. We're at the Benguela Cove Lagoon Wine Estate, which is part of the Hermanus Wine Route. It's about an hour and a half to an hour 45 minutes drive from Cape Town. And to tell us a bit more about what's happening at this beautiful spot, I'm delighted to welcome to our studio the owner and managing director of the estate, Penny Street. Thanks for having us today, Penny.
Yes, thanks for coming. Lovely to have you here.
It's our great pleasure to be here. Tell us a bit about the history of this estate.
Okay. Well, the estate has been in operation for about 8-9 years now. It is a luxury residential estate, but as well as that, we obviously have a fairly large commercial element, as you can see, which we've been busy developing over the past 3 years, and basically the culmination of it is what we're sitting here today.
We bang in the middle of the brand new adventure golf, the Pirate Adventure Golf Course, and we'll be chatting a little bit more about that in our five things to do in Cape Town list, so I don't want to preempt that conversation. Let's talk about some of the other aspects of the estate. Your wine, you are a functioning wine estate. We saw the winery on the way in. How much of this estate is actually under vine?
70 hectares of the estate is under vine. The whole estate itself is 200 hectares, the whole farm. And basically, yes, you're correct. We have a fantastic state-of-the-art gravity-fed 450-ton winery that was completed in February this year. And, you know, a tip-top winemaker, Johan Faree, who's here as our winemaker. So, great things.
I'm told when you say a state-of-the-art facility, you've literally designed the winery and all the equipment to customize for each different cultivar that you're growing. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Being a cool climate estate, we have a number of different cultivars, and certainly each slope that we have can create different types of wine. So absolutely, Johan's spent a lot of time and effort making sure that everything's just perfect to create the perfect wine.
So if the winery was only completed in February, I'm guessing you don't yet have Benguela Cove wines on the shelf, or would I be wrong?
Yeah, you would be incorrect. We have been producing wines, although albeit not on the estates, although now all our wines are 100% estate wines that are made here. And we have a very, very large selection, which is available here in our tasting room to taste or online.
Let's talk about the tasting. I know it's not just about tasting wine. You've got a couple of really beautiful looking pairing options where you can do a wine and chocolate tasting or a wine and cheese tasting. Which is the most popular, do you think?
Oh, depends on your taste. I mean, we have a lot of people who just do all of them. So we're in such a beautiful location. So where better to start with a tasting of five wines, move on to tasting of cheeses, local artisan chocolates, you know, it just goes on and on and on. It's really delicious.
Now, it's not only about the wine. As you mentioned, you've got a residential component. How many homes are actually completed on the estate already?
Around 26 are completed, although over half of the estate is now sold. We're still selling and developing on here, and, you know, they are in high demand. There's only 124 urban that can be completed in its entirety, and we are one of the closest residential estates to the ocean, so it's quite special.
I mean, it really is spectacular. We're sitting in one direction, you have an ocean view, to the right you have a lagoon view, obviously a place for people who love the water, who love to sail, who love to spend time outdoors, and of course easy access to Hermanus for major town facilities. Are most of your residents to date and your buyers retirees, or do you find people are buying for a weekend home away from Cape Town?
It's very mixed. We have a lot of Gautengers who are down here who have bought in and have got their holiday homes here. But there are also permanent residents on the estate, so a lot of people who are here permanently. And we have a couple of swallows and so forth. So it's very mixed bag.
Okay. You've got your own restaurant, the Moody Lagoon. What sort of dining experience does that offer?
Okay. The Moody Lagoon is, well, it's 7 days a week. We try to be, you know, in keeping with our maritime type of location. So during the day, we've got, basically, we serve very light casual lunches. But as it goes into the evening, evening we move into more, you know, more dress up and special kind of dining.
So the captain's table.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I have to say, we had a guest in yesterday talking about seasonal trends in decor, and his two big trends that he noted were the use of grey and the use of textured materials like velvet. You've absolutely nailed the brief in that beautiful restaurant. So it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
You have some really beautiful sounding event facilities. You can host weddings here and special occasions, and I believe there's a very spectacular private dining experience available.
Absolutely. We have within the restaurant in itself is fairly large, but externally we have our Vinotech, which can seat up to around 25 people for private dining. So you can look at the winemakers, you know, special wines, etc. And separately we have a barrel room area as well. So again, which can cater up to about 100 people. So
okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the pontoon cruises on the lagoon, Penny.
Okay, yeah, never ending with Benguela. Literally, we have the Lady Bonnie, who is moored here within the lagoon, and the pontoon boat goes out daily. It can hold around 13 people on it. And literally, it's an hour's cruise on the lagoon with a glass of wine or bottle of wine. And we go across to the shore opposite the lagoon. There's a beach, which is basically a natural sandbar. It's like a deserted desert island. You can get off there, walk on the beach, look at the ocean, look at the whales if they're there, and back again. It's really spectacular.
Just avoid the pirates on your way home. Okay, we're going to keep the story of the pirate adventure golf for a little bit later in the show. Penny, one final question is really your vision for the estate. I mean, obviously today opening this facility is the culmination of a number of years' hard work, but where do you see the estate in the future? What else is planned?
I think, you know, our aim is to create a very exclusive destination. The estate in itself, the residential side, is very private, but on the same time we've got this huge commercial area with beautiful restaurants, the winery and the golf, as you've discussed. And we want to make it a real destination for families and for people to come and enjoy and experience the estate as a whole. So really, from every age group, right down from, you know, grand and granddad down to the children, the dogs, everything. Everyone is welcome at Benguela.
Well, thank you for welcoming us today. Penny Street, owner and managing director of the Benguela Cove Lagoon Wine Estate. It's great to be here.
Thank you.